Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, hour two. Again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Also, go to Before It's News front page. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on the social media platform. Please do call in on Saturdays, friends. There's about 140 radio stations listening to us just in America right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to shoot from the hip real quick. You heard during that last break. Did you hear at the very offset of this created plandemic over a year ago, remember Anthony Fauci, he told the American people, oh, you know, masks don't work. We played the audio. Judah, do you have that audio available right now? Where Fauci said he does not need a mask. Remember that? And remember we were told that's all we have to do. You do have it? Okay, I'll hold up. Remember he said that, you know what, they don't work. Remember his interview? I believe it was on 60 Minutes. I can stand corrected on that, but I believe it is 60 Minutes. He said they don't work, right? And then it went from that to everybody needs to wear a mask. And the only thing they were doing at that point was testing the people to see if they could actually do it. Go ahead and play that, Judah. Play that. Listen to this.
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
Okay.
You're sure of it.
Okay, so you're sure of it. You see, these are softballs. Right now, this is all set up. These are pre-scripted questions, okay? Just so you understand how propagandists work. Anthony already knows what they're going to ask him. And he says, no, you don't need to wear them. Okay? And here now, a year later, we're told that there's a kid that was disrupting a flight. Disrupting. Notice what they're doing. They're polarizing. They're attacking an individual. And what are they saying? Well, the social justice warriors called stewardesses on these planes, they love to turn people in. They love to enforce a pretended authority that's never been given to them, just like the CDC. And I'll make that point in a moment. He said that he woke up and swatted somebody's hand. He was sleeping. They have to set this out there as a precedent to scare people into wearing masks. What was it? Well, now if you don't wear a mask on an airplane, the CDC says it's a federal crime. And you could face up to 20 years in prison. See what matters to these criminals, friends? See what matters to them? A mask mandate where the manufacturers tell you themselves that they don't prevent disease right on the back of the box. Okay? The federal government wants you to now believe that the CDC can create law out of thin air, right? And enforce a $250,000 fine or 20 years in prison if you don't wear a mask. I got another question for you, friends. Since when did the CDC become an elected representative or an arm of government? Where did they derive their authority from to actually implement that which has never been given unto them? They don't have the authority. Here, let me give you a prime case and a prime example. We have a friend in Michigan. She was giving haircuts when Jezebel, the exceptional devil out there called Gretchen Whitmer, and she really literally is that, friends. She's the one that wears a pink hat that says Planned Parenthood, Make America Great Again. I kid you negative. She's a sick-minded devil is what she is. And it's interesting, she said, you know, after the Supreme Court came in not once but twice and told the people in Michigan that she does not have the constitutional authority to bring up many of these unconstitutional edicts that she's throwing down on the people in the state of Michigan. Well, the courts came in and educated people, read Judges 2:16, but the people still want to pretend with Gretchen, so she comes in and says, you know what, if they don't wear masks, then this is what's going to happen. She also told business owners that refused to deal with her to go ahead and attack customers, and if they don't wear masks, then don't let them buy or sell. Put that up against Revelations 13:17. Okay, the only reason this is happening is because you're tolerating it, America, okay? But our friend out there, Miss Riga, she was given a ticket for actually standing in defiance against her unconstitutional orders, said the Supreme Court, at the state capitol there in Michigan. Well, they gave her a ticket. So she had to show up in court. They wanted to make an example out of her. Listen carefully. It has everything to do with what I just said about the airline incident on Alaska Airlines, okay? We had her on the radio a couple weeks ago. What happened, friends, she got a ticket where she may have had to pay a $1,000 fine for not wearing a mask. For defying the governor, okay? This is how bad things have become. And it's interesting to note that she got on the radio with us and told us and told the nation through the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here that when she showed up in court, the prosecutor was not there. And I said to her on radio, and she can tell you the same thing, I said, I can tell you why the prosecutor wasn't there. And I'm saying the same thing to you now today in the present, friends. I can tell you exactly why the prosecutor is not going to show up concerning this kid on the Alaskan Airlines as well. Why, Bradley? Because there's no law to enforce. There is no law. It reminds me of what took place in Florida during the Super Bowl. What was that, a month and a half ago? Forgive me, I don't have time to watch sports, so if I'm off a little bit there, do forgive me. But I remember the football star there, the quarterback for one of the football teams, I believe it was in the Florida team. He showed up with no mask on, and Kamala Harris, her nephew actually showed up, and she was crying bloody murder because this football player actually had the audacity to defy what's going on in local and federal governments. And she cried and whined about it, and the mainstream media got all behind her, and, you know, they had to attack this football star, and look at, he had the audacity, look at, he's endangering other people's lives. Well, listen, if you have a mask on, it should be working for you. I'm good. What are you complaining about? You're the one protecting yourself, or so you have deceived yourself in your mind to believe so. Well, what happens, friends? We have a truther stand up. He does his homework, and he finds out that there's no law in Florida that the government can enforce. Of course there's no law. Do you know how many policies have been established in this country that have stripped us of our God-given rights? Because Americans have forfeited them, that are implemented and are enforced today because the American people took it as law, when in fact, if you studied the law, you would have found out that they were actually transgressing the law. I can give you another case in point. Look at the TSA. They have no lawful authority to violate the Fourth Amendment by putting their hands all over you, putting you through a detector. By the way, George Soros was actually the one responsible for profiting from them detectors when you go in there. You know, you put your hands up in the air like you're under arrest, right? And then you have a bunch of perverts and thieves and drug traffickers going through your bags and putting their hands on your family, right? That's all illegal, according to the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. We're going to come right back. I'll take the phone call. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
(1) 866-582-9933. And I got to finish off a couple points that I was going to make, and then I'm going to get to my main topic here. As promised, we got Luann calling in from New York. How you doing, Luann? Thanks for calling in to the Sons of Liberty. We should go have some Coke and some pizzas there. Huh?
Yeah. Sounds
okay.
Good.
I knew who was calling, so I appreciate it. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
What say you?
I was just wondering, with this 25th Amendment that they're going to enact with Joe.
Yeah.
Basically, that's claiming that he's incompetent.
Yeah.
How can all these bills go through that he signed if he's going to be labeled incompetent?
Well, it's again, it comes back to the American people not knowing the difference. Luann, people in this country have been, well, they've been under attack by their said representatives for so long that they actually believe that the burden of proof lies on them. Americans, I don't know what you got going on in the background, but could you please turn that down?
I don't have anything on.
Oh, I'm getting a feedback here. I don't know where that's coming from. But what I want to say is this. The American people need to demand that those that serve we the people, the burden of proof lies on them, not on we the people. They don't have lawful authority to pass what they're passing right now through these executive orders. But again, what's happening is if the American people don't know the difference, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. And that's what's happening here. That's what criminals do. They don't abide by the law. Yeah, they don't abide by the law. They break the law, and that's what these people have been doing for far too long in this country.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I have a governor here that's broke the law several times.
You know, the thing is that's all Cuomo has to do, though, is when he assaults a woman, that's all he's got to do, according to the powers that are tolerating this country, to the mainstream media. He needs to resign, Luann. I mean, if it applies to any one of us peasants, we'd be thrown in jail. We'd be accused of guilt before we were even given the opportunity to prove that we were innocent. It's amazing how fast government can come up with their man when they want to prosecute something, or somebody, I should say. But it's amazing to me how 330 million people have yet to see the prosecution of criminals in Washington that's been promised to us for the last 6 years in this country.
Yes.
So, I'm with you.
As someone that lost a loved one, he should have resigned, or they should have terminated him right on the spot.
Yeah, he needs to be prosecuted.
We called Gillibrand's office, we called all these representatives, and they never returned any of our phone calls.
Yeah.
None of these Democrats returned any phone calls.
Yeah, well, just keep in mind, this is mob. I mean, it's exactly what it is. The difference is they don't have these little Tommy guns, and we're not in the 1930s. That's who these people are today. This is the mob, and it's called the establishment, and they are there protecting themselves against the crimes that they've committed against the people, and they must be held according to the law, just like every one of us in this country are too. And if that's going to go, if we're going to give them a pass, guess what's going to happen? They're going to go ahead and do it again, and it's exactly what they've done again and again and again and again. And again, I mean, look at the Clintons. How many scandals? She's still there doing it. He's still there doing it. How many scandals was Barack involved in? As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama was given permission by 330 million people in this country to go ahead and give us the finger and transgress and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. He transgressed that Constitution 1,162 times. So this should come as no surprise, friends, as to what's taking place here. And for 5 years, we were promised the swamp was going to be drained by Donald Trump. And that never happened. Now, folks, you have to understand that regardless of what you're told, again, if we just simply go back to the measuring gauge of how we're to judge men, Matthew 7:16, we're to judge them by their fruit. Well, I'll tell you what, every one of them's guilty. Every one of them's guilty. And if you want to drain the swamp, America, it comes back to you. You're the responsible party. Again, if you want to claim that you're the government, then stand up and defend it and protect it. And those that violate the law, enforce it. That protects our freedom. It establishes righteousness and peace within the gate. Let's go back to this. Got a couple more points I need to prove, and then we're going to get to our main topic. Joe Biden, he promised to be a unifying force for good while serving in the Oval Office. Serving said representatives, right? Special interest groups. But when we look at his 69 executive orders and actions, they are unconstitutional, okay? I've named a couple during the last hour, and I'm going to just finish this off really quick so I can, again, get to my main topic here. But another executive order is this, is ending discriminatory bans on entry to the United States, a.k.a. ending Donald Trump travel bans. I just want to make clear, Donald Trump is not the law. He's a representative. He's under the law just like the rest of us when he was incumbent, okay? It's not a diss on Donald Trump. It's a diss on the laws that keep us free if they're not enforced. So when we look at an executive order where a president comes in and brings forth a proclamation and saying that he's ending discriminatory bans on illegals, which makes folks, that's using the law against the law. That's what dictators do. But the proclamation on ending discriminatory bans on entry to the United States, a.k.a., again, ending travel bans, folks, that's what our laws demand. You know, I just want you to remember, if you go into any of their countries and try to do what they're doing here in America, if you went to the Middle East, you'd be beheaded. Okay? If you did what those on the southern border are doing, if you went into Mexico, friends, you'd be charged and you'd be arrested and fined. But your said representatives, namely mayors, guising as mayors, they're really felons. If you look at federal government or federal law, they're committing the act of treason against we the people by alluring them in, even going so far as to pay them to bring them into America. And many of these people are here to destroy this country. But that's a part of the plan of the globalists, okay? So let's stand up against that. Another executive order, I got two more to go, organizing and mobilizing the United States government to provide a unified and effective response to, again, combat an unidentified enemy, an invisible enemy, said President Trump, right? And to provide United States leadership on global health and security. Listen to this. And keep in mind, folks, since the beginning of this pandemic, it's not been a virus that's been under attack. It's been our God-given rights. Don't ask me. Ask the nine states that stood up against what was going on in the federal government. I mean, we had Kristi Noem from South Dakota say, I don't have any constitutional authority to do what other governors are doing, nor do they. She said, our religious freedoms are under attack. That's exactly what it's about. This is enslavement, is what it is. Okay? Another executive action, and this is the last one. Letter to His Excellency Antonio Guterres, staying in World Health Organization. I want to make sure everybody's aware of the fact that the WHO, the World Health Organization, is being referenced time and time again as another authority when it comes to COVID-19 and implementing unconstitutional edicts in America. That the WHO, the head of it, he is linked to terrorist organizations. And do remember, like Bill Gates, he's unelected and he is not a licensed physician. Everybody getting this? Anybody feeling stupid right now? Because if you are, I want to talk to you as my friend. Because you didn't know this before. This is to the degree of what the people are succumbing to in this country. It's shameful, isn't it? I think of Frederick Douglass. Right now, he was a former abolitionist, and he was the one that brought up, you know, the very things that we submit to and what it will bring if we continuously submit to it. He said, find out what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. So in other words, by you succumbing to what's going on right now, you are adding strength to tyranny. That's what's happening here. And concerning the mask issue, so we're past the executive orders right now. Moving on to the next point, I did want those that are on social media platforms to see and understand that for those that were uneducated and have not heard this, it's interesting to note that these masks, friends, they are part of satanic rituals. Did you know that? Most people didn't. You know they wear masks and they stand 6 feet apart? Do you know that? I'm sure you didn't. Again, that's what we're doing here. We're showing you exactly what they don't want you to see. When I say that we're not asking the devil for permission, it's exactly what I mean. We have nothing to fear. We don't take counsel from our fear. You know, and it really bothers me because we see the similarities going on between America in Germany, and we see people in the professed church today, which are a reproach. I'm embarrassed for much of it. But it's interesting, everybody, you know, in the church, when they talk about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, about how heroic and courageous he was when he stood up against the Third Reich, you know, he was the guy that said, those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God, but those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, yet they fear the face of man. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? I've lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out, I'm behind in my mortgage. What are we going to do?
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky, to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
This is USA Radio News. A warning from Washington about the coronavirus pandemic was not well received in Florida. USA Radio's Mike Fortier explains.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you, there's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. We're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Boy, I'm just looking at one social media platform, and there's a lot of folks on there. And I got over 700 comments just on that one stream. You guys are talking about a bunch of the false flags that's going on. You remember, what was it, about a week and a half ago, we heard about the Oath Keepers and how they were now the bad guys. Well, they want to paint in your minds these groups that are standing up against tyranny. They want you to believe they're the bad guys, just for the record. But the fact of the matter is what they're finding now is Oath Keepers is granted a pretrial release. Why? Because prosecutors find no evidence of wide-ranging conspiracy to storm the Capitol. So you'll probably not hear from the mainstream media again on that topic. And why? Because it doesn't work for their narrative. Okay? It just doesn't work for their narrative. I want to also tell you that during the break, you listen to Joe Biden, right, continuously spew out this hopeless, fearful narrative for the very purpose of corralling you in to get the vaccination. That's all it's about. He's sitting there talking about how people are looking up at their ceiling and saying, if he said, God, what am I supposed to do today? Well, who's attacked businesses more than government? Who unconstitutionally shut them down? Who's trying to implement mask-wearing laws, which are unconstitutional? The government. So who's been attacking the people for the last year on a false narrative through this pandemic? Them. The same people that are creating the problem are the same ones offering you your freedom back. Well, I'm here to tell you, my freedom does not come from them because my rights do not come from them. They work for me. Therefore, guess what? It's not theirs to give, nor is it theirs to take. So for Joe Biden to sit there and tell you this is what we have to do for things to go back to normal, he doesn't have any authority doing that whatsoever to anybody in the United States of America unless they are lawbreakers. Okay? And where's this coming from? The CDC. They're not elected. They're not qualified. The CDC offers freedom back to the people. Again, it's not theirs to give or take. But consider the source. The same ones, I got to say it again, the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones corralling you into taking the vaccination. And if you don't do it, then you're not going to get your freedoms back. You can go fly a kite, dude. Period. You can go fly a kite. You don't have the law on your side. And again, we, the people in this country, need to remind these criminals that we do not work for them. They, in fact, do work for us. One of the things that was said by Joe Biden the other day, and it's important that you hear this because this bothers me in a big way. I come from a military family, okay? He had said that coronavirus deaths exceed war. 9/11 deaths. He is absolutely incorrect. Again, just throwing it out there and hoping a few people will pick it up and take it and spread it out there like it's the truth. It's not the truth. It's another lie. Okay? I want you to consider this really quick. Do you know that during World War I, do you know that 3,350 men were POWs and MIA? Did you know that? Did you know that in World War II there were 78,777 men that were POWs, prisoners of war, or went missing in action? Okay. Did you know that in Korea? By the way, my grandpa was in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was picking up body parts in Korea. But going back to make my point, in Korea there was 8,172 men that were POW or MIA. Did you know that in Vietnam where my cousin was killed, right, 2,260 men fell to POWs and or MIA? They disappeared. Isn't that crazy? And I can go on concerning more of these wars that are taking place, many of them unconstitutional, by the way. Did you know that 116,516 Americans fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny that their posterity in America today are succumbing to in their own country? Shame on Americans for tolerating this, right? Did you know that World War II, there was 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that Americans are succumbing to in their own country today? Did you know that 36,516 men fought, bled, and died fighting against the tyrant, or so we were told, that Americans today are tolerating in their own country? Boy, that's crazy, isn't it? Did you know that in Vietnam, 58,151 men were fighting, bleeding, and dying against fighting against tyranny in other countries, or so they were told, right? Don't blame the military, friends. Blame Congress. And if you want to blame Congress, remember, they are your spokespeople. Blame yourselves for allowing them to send them in the first place. That was a $2 trillion war. And the provocation of war came from us through a false flag. It didn't come from them. This is just toppling anybody that rejects a New World Order is all it is. And it bothers me to no end. Joe Biden said that the coronavirus deaths exceed war. He's completely lying from start to finish. He's totally lying. Do the math. And I'm not going to keep going through these same statistics every day, but we've heard from Scott Jensen on this radio program, and we're going to have Tenpenny up with us pretty soon. We've had whistleblowers on the radio program telling you what you're being told by these people is just completely untrue. These are fabricated, manufactured numbers. They keep blowing this up, exaggerating the virus to make it sound like, you know what, you better trust what we're doing here. And they're aggrandizing more power under themselves as you're asking them to give you more control, if you are indeed, which you probably aren't. But they're taking it to themselves. And listen, if they're going to assume power, then we need to challenge that assumption. And I'm here to tell you what's in front of me right now. They don't have the authority. But again, just another lie. Just another lie, friends. Truth is stranger than fiction to some folks, isn't it? We're going to get over to this main topic. And it is about the real reasons why Americans, optimistic, many are, will defy COVID mandates, vaccines. I can tell you right now it's going to get real if it doesn't stop, because there's a lot of people that are on that precipice right now across the boards that will defend themselves. And this is why you see the likes of a Feinstein trying to zero in on your weapons. Now, keep in mind, she is sitting there in a circle creating these Second Amendment violations and transgressions concerning our Second Amendment with armed detail. Don't forget that. But I'm just here to tell you, Americans, and I almost named the show today, just say no. Hey, Miss Feinstein, she looks like she's one of the direct descendants from one of the Nuremberg trial individuals in the Third Reich that was prosecuted. She got the same countenance. I'm here to tell you right now, you go ahead and create whatever legislation you want concerning the Second Amendment, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going to obey the Second Amendment, period. Because that wasn't given for hunting, Mrs. Feinstein. We know what it was for. And there's a reason 393 million guns, 0.3, by the way, if you want the exact number, are in the hands of 330 million people in this country. Because they understood that our forefathers gave it to us in case the government goes tyrannical again today. And that's exactly what's happening. Don't disarm. Americans, listen to me. If you're a lawful, abiding, Christian patriot, don't disarm. You're not the one breaking the law. They are. They're the ones breaking the law, and they've proven it to you 100 times by the fruit that bears on their branches. They're corrupt from the top of their head, and they want to, for your safety and your security, want to disarm Americans that think like me. That's why they want you to believe that I'm a domestic terrorist and others like us. You know, those that believe in the Constitution, pro-lifers, Second Amendmenters, those that want good government, those that don't want illegals that mean to conquer to come into America. Folks, they want to label you as terrorists. Hey, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And I'm telling you what, it's not a foreign enemy that's at war with us. It's those that look like us, right, that are acting on the behest, in the behalf of a foreign government to American power and government. Okay? I love government as long as it's good. You turn corrupt, you turn tyrannical, then you're going to be lawfully dealt with. That's just how it is. That is our history. I'm going to go ahead and take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, I find it interesting. So they steal our loved ones and lock them up in the nursing homes. And then they tell us they won't give them back until we give them what they want. Shouldn't they be in prison for kidnapping instead of being put in the White House?
Yeah.
I mean,
that would be us peasants wanted. If we did that, that's exactly what would have happened.
It's extortion, and I just find it interesting because I was looking, you know, I was doing some reading this morning, and a government that attacks its own people, you know, you look at the Third Reich, and I was reading about the doctors and all the medical procedures and stuff that went on during the Third Reich.
Yeah.
And the reason Hitler lost was he attacked his own people. He exterminated huge amounts of his own population, and you can't survive as a country. The Soviet Union did it. When you start killing off your own, you can't survive. I mean, a strong country is one that your people are doing well and everybody's thriving. I mean, you got to be like a devil worshiper or something like that if you want to destroy your own country and your own people.
Well, that's
no sane leadership would do that.
That's exactly what they did. It was actually Martin Niemöller that said first they came for the socialist, and I didn't speak out. He was an evangelical leader that went through the Holocaust. After the Holocaust, he turned and apologized to the Jews, the Gypsies, and the dissidents that were killed there by the likes of Adolf Hitler. And again, keep in mind, he blamed the evangelicals for helping Adolf Hitler to power. Just think about that. He's the one that's famous for saying, first they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists and, well, guess what? I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because, after all, I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. Amos 6:3 to a T, and there was no one left to speak for me. Do you understand what's happening here, America? This is happening today. Now is the time to stand up. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, I got some Top Chat friends that you guys are thinking, and I love your train of thought. And, you know, you're talking about how they're talking about, you know, we have to wear these masks to protect ourselves. Isn't it interesting? These are the same people that are tearing down the laws to protect the southern border. Don't forget about the northern border, neither, by the way. And it reminds me of the TSA. Isn't it interesting how you have to have a certain verification for citizens in the United States of America? And but if you're a foreigner, don't worry about it. We'll just give you a license. You don't need no proof of nothing. And you can get right onto an airplane. Don't worry about it at all. And by the way, the TSA has not stopped one attack since September 11th. They don't need it anymore, friends. It's something new now, okay? And keep in mind what the Patriot Act is all about. It's called the Act of Tyranny. They created agencies to further attack the American people, not a foreign enemy, friends. Know your history. This is nothing new under the sun. The southern borders are wide open, and they're talking about how you have to protect yourself with a mask. They're talking about the rescue plan through one of these unconstitutional executive orders, and yet they're the ones sanctioning the murder of babies in the womb? Boy, isn't that enough to understand what's going on here? Whoa! I appreciate you guys over on Top Chat. I mean, you guys, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You guys are just thinking today, and I just love it. So I appreciate every one of you guys. Also over on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Here's another thing. I don't know how I'm going to get to my main topic, and it's important that I get to it. I mean, I got these phone calls, and I want to take every one of them. Here, I'm going to do this. Jeremy, Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, thank you. Regarding these mask mandates and this push for the vaccination,
sure.
I believe that it may be early stages of a cultist type of movement trying to make us subservient, submissive, obedient,
sure.
and ultimately worshipful toward this beastly system that
sure.
is rising within our midst. And I have to give Joe Biden some credit. He is accurate when he says when he mentions that we're on a war footing, because Joe Biden and his evil, despicable cohorts have declared war on us, are conducting war on us.
That's right. That's right. We're the guinea pigs right now, and I think the guinea pigs are beginning to understand that they're not guinea pigs, nor serfs, nor slaves, and they're beginning to stand up and understand as to what's really going on here. Jeremy, I always appreciate you when you give us a call, and it is, by the way, cultic. If you're on social media platforms, I'm actually showing pictures. Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com, he just had a doctor on this last week who showed the people through the pictures that this is a part of satanic ritual by wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart, and there's more to that. I guess if Tim Brown would have stayed online, I could have actually had him cover for himself on that. This is great. I mean, this is you people out there are just fantastic today. I mean, you get just no question about it, and I totally appreciate you. And by the way, I want to say hi to my friends David and Elizabeth Deaton right now, because, again, you guys made this all possible. And, again, I'm just giving you guys a big high five. We love you from my family to yours, to the Deatons. I just want to make that clear once again, because I'm just thinking about you again, guys. Here's something Tim Brown just sent over to me. He said, Bradley, you got to play this right now for your friends, your listeners. He said it's that important. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play this audio. And what was sent over to me just a couple minutes ago during the break was Bill Gates tries to explain away the adverse side effects of this experimental COVID injection. Let's keep it at that. Listen to this.
The Moderna vaccines sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
He's uncomfortable, man. I'm watching the video.
The FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. The side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so to get the antibodies. Some of the other vaccines are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines. It's great that we have multiple of them that are going out there. And yes,
you know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where,
he's lying.
Just, super painful. But yes, there, we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
How
many doses of the vaccine will we need?
Well, none of the
softballs, these are
teed
up for
like
them.
They'll work with a single dose. That was the hope at the very beginning. Maybe one of them, particularly in the second generation, won't surprise us. We hope just two, although in the elderly, sometimes it takes more. And so making sure we have lots of elderly people in the trial will give us that data.
Isn't this crazy? He's not even a doctor! And he's setting the narrative! And the people are listening to the guy! And by the way, when he was asked, how many of these vaccinations are we going to need? Folks, that's what you call a softball. That's what you call a teed up question. He's not a physician. Why is the microphones and the cameras being put on Bill Gates every step of the way? And again, have we forgotten? He's the one that said if we do a good job on vaccinations, we can lower global population. We played it during the first hour. Not making it up. You know, how do you make up stupidity when you hear that and you ignore that and you're still confused about what's going on here? Incredible. And I guarantee you, he wasn't expecting this useful idiot. You know them as reporters, right? He wasn't expecting her to ask a real question. Because once he did, all of a sudden, a police officer will tell you this. Got a lot of friends that are cops. They'll tell you that when a criminal is guilty of an offense, he'll start using he sounds like a Nubian goat, right? It's almost humorous, but it shows you that he's lying and he's nervous about what just happened. When he was asked the question, for those that didn't see the video, he actually gets nervous. You can see it on him, and he turns over and he grabs his coffee because he has to figure out how he's now going to answer a real question. This is insanity, man. Insanity. And then he tries to minimize one of the 400 side effects or adverse side effects, including death. Folks, did you know that there's more people dying from the vaccination than they are the alleged COVID-19? That's a fact. How many doctors have I had on here that will reaffirm that? How many doctors in the United States and across the globe are telling you this? This isn't an attack on a virus, friends. This is about getting an injection into your arm. And by the way, for the record, I'm not asking Bill Gates what I should do. Since when did he become a qualified physician? And yet, he's the go-to guy when it comes to vaccinations? Oh, my goodness. You can't make up this kind of information, friends. You just can't. Now, here's the deal. I have two minutes left. I want to, on Monday, I'm going to set that time aside, and I'm going to go from the very first segment to the very last segment for the 1 hour that I'm allotted on Genesis Communication, and I'm going to get to line upon line, precept upon precept, the reasons why Americans will define being optimistic, okay? This isn't my perspective, but I am optimistic. We're not going to get through to the other side of what's going on in this country unscathed. You can rest assured. But I'm going to go through and I'm going to give you statistics line upon line as to what really is happening, what's really happening in the nursing homes. I'm going to take you over to federal government's own hospital data from the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm going to go to international studies, and I'm going to go on and on and just dissect the lies again that you're being told about this alleged virus. In the meantime, I'm going to bring my bride on, and I'm going to hand it over to her even now. So it's all yours, Steph.
Well, and always, you know, to leave things on a positive note and know that we have the victory through Christ in all things, it's interesting to know that we were just talking with a man today who happens to be a representative here in the state of Minnesota, and the conversation was one man with God is the majority. There was an Elijah, there was a Daniel, there was a David, and first and foremost, there was a Jesus Christ always preaching the truth and always to seek and save that which is lost. And that's what we're doing here in the Sons of Liberty, is we're seeking and saving that which is lost on a daily basis, and you should be doing the same. If you would like to support our work, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the spread the word button and you can find out how you can support us on a monthly basis or even a one-time donation. All your donations are tax deductible, and we're all doing our part to reach out to this world and our nation for Christ.
Because we can do this.
Bradley says, and as he always says, we love you by what we do. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.